If any of you err from the truth and one convert him, he must know that he who causes a sinner to be converted from the error of his way shall save his soul from death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we start the 3 days long Rogation Days. The saint of this particular day is Saint John the Apostle, and his Mass today is celebrated in honor of his miraculous escape from death during the persecution of the Roman emperors. The emperor tried to boil Saint John in hot oil, but God preserved his apostle from certain death, changing boiling oil into refreshing bath. Since the plot to kill John failed, the emperor banished the holy apostle into the little island of Patmos. This glorious triumph of Saint John happened at the gate of Rome called Latina. A church there has since always borne this title, and it was consecrated in the same place in memory of this miracle under the first Christian emperors. These 3 days before Ascension Day are called Rogation Days, and even though there's no fast and abstinence on these days, the long litanies, processions, and purple vestments seem to bring Lent back to the joyful Easter season. But these days truly have penitential beginning in the 5th century France, where all kinds of catastrophes and wars had just occurred. The people were struck with fear that these tribulations were a sign of God's anger. There lived then a holy bishop there named Saint Mamertus, and he ordered that the 3 days before Ascension Thursday were to be public penitential days. The faithful were ordered to walk in procession, chanting appropriate psalms. Soon this practice spread through whole France, and originally they were days of fast and total abstinence. All servile work was also forbidden, so that the masters could release their servants from work to participate to Rogation Day processions. This procession lasted each day for 6 hours. Of course, chanting psalms for 6 hours was very tiring for the clergy, so when their voices became tired, the women picked up this chanting. Everyone walked barefoot, singing until they reached the church appointed for the station where the Mass was celebrated. Even though these 3 days practices seem almost like mourning to us, when great feast of Ascension is approaching, we are still celebrating our Easter joy. Christ has not yet left us, but the time of his departure is approaching this Thursday. The Litany of the Saints is one of the best of public prayers of the Church. The Church uses it on all solemn occasions when we ask the whole court of heaven to intercede for the Church's intentions. Should a Catholic whenever be prevented from assisting at this procession, he should recite the litany by himself in union with the Church to get their share of the graces attached to the Rogation Days. One of the great graces is the one which Saint James speaks in the epistle of the Mass, to obtain the forgiveness of sin, and not only of our sins, for if we pray fervently for our fallen away brethren, whether they be fallen away Catholics or supporters of false religions, we will obtain for them graces they will need in order to convert and save their lives. In comparison to these great many hours lasting processions of Middle Ages, our litanies really seem minor, and considering how many people of today would need repentance and humility, these days are like a light coming down from heaven on these pressuring days, when we can have, during these 3 days, our little processions and beautiful rogation masses. St. James writes today how Prophet Elias prayed for rain, and the heaven rained and earth brought for fruit. Let us, during these 3 days, pray for the abundant tears of repentance for our poor brethren trapped inside the evil world. Doing this, our tears and supplications do not lay waste, but through the intercession of Our Lady, they will raise to heaven like the sweet incense, and cause us to see hope and light even in the midst of darkness. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.